Welcome to Always Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are talking about setting goals from a biblical perspective and how you can achieve your goals. We're talking with Melissa Simon. She is an author and a speaker here in Central Kentucky. She wrote a great book called How to Be a Goal Getter, a biblical perspective on achieving your goals. Yesterday, we started out talking with Melissa about, you know, our goals, are they God's goals for our life or are they our selfish ambition? And if you missed that program, I want to encourage you to check it out on our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Check that 14-minute program out. But today, we want to help you with maybe determining your goals. And in chapter 3, you address this question, and I love because everything in your book, you base it off of scripture, and you started off chapter 3 about determining your goals with Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21.
Yes, I use the Good News translation in this one, and it says that people may plan all kinds of things, but the Lord's will is going to be done. So, you know, if you're just kind of determining and making sure that I'm a follower of Christ and I really want to have God's will in my life, just assure that we're walking in those steps, we're being intentional about going the pathway that the Lord has for us.
Well, I like, I mean, you know, I know a lot of guys listen to Hope Is Here, and you say, oh, maybe this is a girly book, but it's not. I mean, you talk about Michael Jordan there right at the beginning of this chapter, about his lip being poked out, his shoulders bouncing side to side. So I like that. You know your sports, too, so you like to have fun. It's really, really good stuff. But, you know, one of the things that I found, you know, Melissa, and you talked about this in this chapter about determining your goals, Psalm 27. 4 is a favorite verse for many. Mm-hmm. It says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. But unfortunately, sometimes that verse is misunderstood, isn't it?
It is. And I've been in the same place before as well. I just think that when you hear that, you think of the second portion of that scripture. You think that he will give you the desires of your heart. So immediately you think, oh, this is a passion of mine, so God's going to let me do this for his glory. But really, that first caveat is to delight yourself in the Lord. And just recognizing also the context of what is the Psalms. You know, the Psalms are just all written by Spirit-led men, and they're praising, worshiping God, and even repenting to God. And specifically in Psalm 27, it's King David, and he's writing just a collection of wisdom on the importance about remaining in God's will. So when you think about delighting in the Lord, what does that actually look like? That means having intimate relationship with God and allowing him to change you, allowing him to transform you, and essentially the desires you have in your heart from your intimate relationship with him will line up with his will and his purpose. And so you can't neglect the intimacy with him and just thinking that anything that you like or you enjoy is really going to be for his glory or his pathway for you. So it's just important to recognize intimate relationship with him, delighting yourself in him is first and foremost, and it'll just naturally be shaped to his desires for your life.
All right. Well, one of the things that you wrote in your book about trying to determine your goals, you gave 3 C's. And mm-hmm. One of the things I enjoy while reading your book is you give us practical ways to try to turn our dreams and desires into goals. What is the first of those 3 C's?
Yeah. So the first C is commitment. And so there's, again, like you had mentioned, there's 2 sides of it. There's a practical application. Also, how can we as believers do that for our spiritual side and our faith? So really the practical way of if you're going to set and determine a goal is commitment. Can you actually commit to this goal? You know, you really want to evaluate what roles and responsibilities has God entrusted me with to be a good steward of, you know, and also thinking of what season of life that you're in as well. Those are really important things because I think we can get so ambitious to want to pursue something. But if we're in a busy season of life, that may not be something that God's calling us to do right now. So you really want to evaluate, you know, who are you? Are you a student with a full-time schedule that you're really, really loaded right now? Or a wife and a mother, single father, whatever it might be, you really want to take those into consideration. And when you look at the faith side of it for a commitment, you really want to be sure that each goal that you have, because it's for kingdom purposes, it's committed to the Lord. So you want to take it seriously. And so it's not to have anyone to be fearful to say, oh, my gosh, if I fail, God's going to get me because, you know, his grace is so much greater than that. But it's more of just take it seriously, not just, oh, I'm going to do this. And then, oh, I don't feel like doing it anymore. Just really be committed to it, what you want to do for God's glory and for his kingdom is something that you should really take seriously.
Well, I love that because commitment, you know, to have success or experience something, especially if you're setting goals, it does require commitment. And yet there are different seasons in life, and you put that great passage in Ecclesiastes in chapter 3 talking about for everything there is a season. And yet I know one of the things that in determining that season is sometimes we just have to look how far we are going to be committed during that time. And mm-hmm. I like that because you in your reflection time, you once again cause people to think about that. But you have to really determine if this is a season, maybe the right season for a certain goal. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned in there that you really want to take that to prayer, to ask the Lord, what kind of season am I in? Are you calling me to a season of rest? Then obviously he may not be wanting you to build at that time. If he's calling you to just a specific season of waiting, obviously you can't go and pursue something because that may be God's timing for you to wait for him to be able to open up that door for you. If there's additional contacts or whatever it is for networking that the Lord's going to provide you. But, you know, you just really want to take it before prayer. James 1:5 says that if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. So I just definitely just encourage people just to simply take it before the Lord. If you don't really know what's God calling me to do in this season, what kind of season am I in? And just ask the Lord in prayer.
And sometimes you have to be patient.
You
know, sometimes it's a waiting season, and mm-hmm. I'm a type A, and so I don't like to wait.
Same. Same here.
But God's timing, his season is always perfect, so I would encourage you. Maybe you're in a season of waiting right now, but that's okay. All right, first C is commitment. The second C is what?
The second C is going to be consistency. So you want to make sure with this goal, it's going to kind of go hand in hand as well with commitment. Can you actually be consistent with the pursuit of your goal? And the biggest thing I like to think of is if someone's setting a goal to lose weight, and you might even question, how does losing weight kingdom purpose? But God really does care about our health. You know, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And just like in Romans 12:1, we can dedicate our bodies as a living sacrifice to the Lord. So health and wellness is very important to the Lord. So if you have that set, how does that practically look? I mean, consistent results are going to come after consistent effort into the gym. How does it look if you're, you know, have a family? How can you consistently be in the gym? How many days a week? Prepping meals? How does that actually look? Will your family want to eat, you know, chicken and broccoli? You know, think about those kind of things. Right. So really, that practical aspect goes hand in hand with commitment. How consistent can you be to go on towards the pursuit of this goal? And then the faith side of that for consistency, you want to be consistent with your time with the Lord. And so we had to even mention that in the first podcast, that just intimate time with the Lord, consistent intimate time is going to be so key. Just going to church on Sunday is not enough to be filled up by God, to outpour for his purpose, for you to be able to really see the work of God in your life. You have to be intentional about being consistent with time with the Lord and maybe even planning time with him as well.
Well, I like that. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you'll reap a harvest if you do not give up.
Yes.
And for some of you, maybe you're just like, feel like giving up, but I want to encourage you not to give up, to start again. That's why we're doing these programs in March and not just at the end of December or 1st of January, because God does want to help you achieve some of the goals, whether it's with your health or growing closer in your relationship to him, growing a healthy marriage, and making sure you're consistent in that date night each week. But consistency is so important when determining your goals. All right. So far we've talked about the first C of commitment. Mm-hmm. The second one is consistency. What is the third C?
The third C is obviously the most important C, which is Christ. And so as believers, we filter everything through the Word of God, through the Holy Word of God. We want to make sure that our goals that we have are in alignment with his word. And how does that actually go in alignment with what he says and his commands and the nature of God as well? You know, you really want to review it to look at how does my goal line up with my purpose as a follower of Jesus? You know, the Lord has called us to make disciples, preach the gospel. He may not be necessarily in ministry, but it may open up an opportunity to provide someone hope and encouragement. And if they're especially an unbeliever, just being able to find that in Christ is just something amazing if God has you go in that pathway. And then the last one, you really want to kind of review for when you kind of go through the last sea of Christ, is does this goal bring me closer in relationship to him, or does it bring me farther away? And this one can be tricky, because I think that if you think that it's for the glory of God, such as serving in your church and being in a small group, or serving in your community in a local nonprofit, all those sound like amazing things, and God can definitely be glorified. But has God called you to that? You know, I fell victim of that before, just saying yes to everything, and I got so busy, so overwhelmed, I wasn't able to be a good steward as a wife, as a mother, and even just my intimacy with God as a daughter to Him. I had to really evaluate: is this something that God has actually called me to do? And so, it's really important when you have an opportunity to pursue this goal. Are you going to be doing so much for God that you don't have enough time with God? And that's just something you have to just be really intentional about reviewing in your mind and evaluating.
Well, I know there's a lot of people like me that listen that are people pleasers. And
yeah, same here. One and the same.
And so, you know, one of the best things you can do is learn to say that little short word, but it's so powerful. No.
No, yeah.
and you don't have to, you know, say it ugly. And you just say, I'm sorry, I can't do that right now. Or one of the things that's helped me is I've tried to learn to maybe even somebody asked me to do something, even though it's really good.
Yeah.
It could be a God-honoring thing, but say, hey, can you give me a 24 hours, let me get back with you on that. Let me check my schedule. And then, you know, if you're married, check with your spouse, see what they think, and then pray about it. Because sometimes maybe the next day, maybe you realize maybe this is something right now I can't do. Doesn't mean never, but just, you know, not now, maybe, instead of no.
Yeah, absolutely. And it even kind of goes back to reviewing your season. Where are you at in your season of life? Maybe God's saying yes, but not now, as far as a commitment that, that, like you said, just sounds like it's something that's great for God, but is God really calling you to it? And that's the whole thing in this book, is reflection. You want to take time to reflect. You want to take time to bring it before the Lord, to pray about it, to allow Him to speak to you. Because I think we have this habit of just leaning on our own understanding, just like what Proverbs says, I think chapter 3. And so you really can't. You can't just filter it on how you think, how you feel. You have to bring it before the Lord and allow Him to be able to speak to you and help guide you in that right direction.
Well, you have Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 in your book, says, work willingly at whatever you do as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. So no matter what you do, you can always honor God through that. And one of the things I like in your book, too, also, is that you have prayers at the end of most of the chapters. Mm-hmm. And you have one there on page 97. I just thought maybe if you could pray that for our audience today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lord, I am so grateful that I can utilize practical tools and wisdom to determine if the goals I wish to pursue are in alignment with your will. I fully commit my work to you, Lord, and ask that you can help establish my thoughts and the path that you have ordained for me. Help me to be fully committed to you, consistent with our time together, and assure the goals I pursue line up with your word. Help me when I fall short and get distracted from pursuing my own purpose. Help me to realize that seeking you first should be the most important step when it comes to doing your will. I thank you, God, that my work does not go in vain when it is fully committed to you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Good stuff. We have been talking with Melissa Simon. She is the author and a speaker. Her book we've been talking about is How to Be a Goal Getter, A Biblical Perspective on Achieving Your Goals. We've been helping you figure out if your goals were God's goals or just selfish ambition. We've talked to you about today determining your goals. And tomorrow, we're going to talk to you about how you can achieve your goals. So I hope you'll join me and Melissa Simon tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.